It's the Joe and Mackenzie Show. We've also got Liv and Pork Chop here. Plus intern Chloe, till she quits. She's 21 today. Where are the mimosas?
Oh, right. We'll do that next.
Mimosa Monday. For real, though, hey, thank you so much for making this a part of your day. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. By the way, podcast, yeah, we put a bunch up every single day. Just search for Joe and Mackenzie on wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a little link for you to find us on podcasts on our Instagram, which is Joe and Mackenzie. And is it still up there on our story? We're trying to figure out if we're going to post this photo of Pork Chop or not.
It is up on our story, and we're not still deciding. It is decided. We let you vote if you guys think we should post this picture of Pork Chop and his boo thing, and 85% said yes, absolutely. Well, post it.
Wait a minute here.
Sorry,
wait a minute.
It's going up.
You guys are the ones always telling me that I move too fast, this and that. It's literally been since Thursday that I met this guy, and you think it's already appropriate to post a picture? Like, yeah, we took a picture. I wanted to know what y'all thought about it.
No,
I didn't want to post it on social media. It's only been 4 days.
Why would you just logically give me an answer to this? Why would you take tens of photos that you did and send them to everybody, like
just you
meeting
guys.
Somebody. But why would you take
because
these romantic photos if it's us?
He makes me feel so good. Like, I actually feel good. Like, he kind of treats me like a king. And, like, I don't know. So we took pictures together. And I've never done that with anyone. We've taken more pictures than me and my ex have in 7 years. We have, like, a whole photo album already.
All right, well,
and
hey.
And it just makes me feel good.
If you want to maybe be on Pork Chop's side and then we don't post the photo, you can go vote. Right now, it's on our Instagram story, Joe and Mackenzie.
I think Liv already posted it.
Yeah, I did. So go.
Well,
yeah,
never
it's already
mind,
decided.
Then.
Sorry, Pork Chop.
Well, in that case, never mind.
But
hey,
he's such a cutie.
All right, check this out. 833-563-2539 is the number. I'd like you to call in. I found this from a matchmaker. I never heard of her, but apparently she's a big deal. She's London-based. Her name is Anna Bay. She's 33, and she shows women how to date, quote, rich men. She said, these are the five types of men you should never date, and I'm about to give you all five of them. But I want to know from you, ladies, what type of man would you tell other women, do not date this type of guy? Liv and Chloe, I want you to think about that, too, because I'll come to you in a second. But here's the five she recommended. 833-563-2539. She said old money. She said guys that didn't make their own money, kind of like they grew up in a rich family. Those old money types often like to marry within their own circle. Parents of old money men will often be very strict with the women that they bring into their house. So if you're just that regular girl, it will be difficult to be welcome into old family money. I could see that.
Oh, that makes total
sense. Isn't that
sense.
Like Crazy Rich Asians? Same story?
Yeah, honestly,
see?
It is. But
boom.
I mean, that's like also the ideal person to date because you probably don't have to work.
Yeah, exactly. Another one she said, avoid party playboys. People that are jet setting around, going to the Cannes Film Festival and Monaco Grand Prix. Like when they're really rich like that, you're never going to be a wife to a party playboy because they don't really settle. They're probably going to cheat on you. The third thing she said, the type of men you should never date, different religions, which I found interesting. She said men who are from a different religion, there are men who are less open-minded than others, more traditional than others, and so on. So that's something you might want to stay away from and avoid. But I have friends that I know one might be Christian and one might be Jewish and so forth, and they seem to do okay whether they have their separate faiths or one converts to the other. I don't know if that's something. I would disagree with that one. The last two here, rounding it up, narcissists. Women who will always suffer with a narcissistic partner because everything is one-sided and all about that person. And the final type of man this expert says you should not be dating, this is not good, is a workaholic. Even the most successful workaholics are unbalanced, distracted, and often stressed out. Character traits which are not conducive to a long-term healthy relationship. So 833-563-2539. Maybe you can confirm one of those, or maybe you have your own. You're like, hey, if I could give advice to anybody, don't date this. And I want to make an equal opportunity here. Guys, if you got something, you're like, hey, don't date this type of woman, then you can call in too. Liv the Web Girl, you're in a good relationship now.
Yeah, now I am. It's taken a long time to finally find a good man. And so I've dated a lot of those guys. And also, I've dated the three types of guys I'm about to tell you not to date. Trust
three,
me.
Three, okay.
Don't date a guy, in my experience, who works in finance. They are always playboys. They are party boys. They are super, super cocky and egotistical. They just think that their job is the most important thing in the world and that they're the coolest and smartest because of their job. I'm not into that. Another thing, don't date guys who have flirty personalities. Guys that are like, no, I just have a flirty personality. That's just why it seemed like I was flirting with that girl. I believed that, and then I got cheated on, okay? Their flirty personalities, when they get drunk, go in and lead into other things, okay? Don't date someone who says that. Thirdly, don't date guys that take selfies being dead seriously. Just in my case, okay? I'm just saying, for me, guys that are dead serious taking selfies and making sure that they look amazing tend to be a little bit cocky, and they don't like that I am not all about the image.
All right, Porkchop, what about you?
Well, first of all, I say don't, well, obviously in my case, it's don't date guys that aren't interested in you, because it seems like that's what I always go for.
I wish you'd follow your own advice.
I know. But another thing is, what do you mean don't date workaholics? I know we had that psychic on, Psychic Natalie, and she said I'm never going to have a good love life if I'm married to my job. But, like, I think that's a very honorable thing to be a hard worker.
Now, there's a difference between a hard worker and a workaholic, and there's also a difference between having to work two jobs and work all the time because you need to pay your bills and you need to pay off your debt, which is what you're in.
Okay.
Someone who has money already and has stability but is still spending majority of their time in their job, they're never going to make time for their significant other.
You still
make time for other people, even though you're working two jobs.
You're so sweet. So I guess in my opinion, like, yeah, that's what I say. Like, you could date a workaholic as long as they're spending time with you. And yeah, date someone that's into you.
All right, and let's go to the newly 21-year-old lady intern, Chloe. Do you have any kind of men you would advise other people not to date?
Yeah, I would say if they're constantly promising you things and never follow through and then are always making up excuses, I'd stay clear of them.
Yeah, it's kind of scary that a few of the things you've brought up are things my wife might say about me.
No.
Now I'm kind of worried. It's Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. We just went over the five types of men you should never date, according to London-based matchmaker Anna Bay. She says people with old money, the party boy playboys, different religions, narcissists, and workaholics. We also added a few of our own, but we want to hear from you right now at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Caitlin real quick. Caitlin, what type of man would you say, hey, ladies, don't date this type?
Don't date anybody who doesn't have a work ethic. They will never have a steady job. They'll always be hurting for money. And it's just not a good situation.
Honestly, I had a friend that had a boyfriend who couldn't hold a job. And just how he was flaky with his jobs and didn't want to put any effort into it, that's exactly how he was in the relationship. Flaky and didn't put any effort.
Hey, thank you.
And it puts so much stress.
Now, did you go through that?
Yes, I hate to say it, but I'm actually in that situation right now, and it just puts so much stress on the relationship. And
Are you going to get out of that relationship, or are you going to try to work through it?
I'm trying to work through it. It's really hard, I won't lie, but we have a kid together, so I mean...
Right.
Yeah, so you want to try to make it work.
It makes it more complicated.
Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Cameron. Hey, thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
Yep. My deal is bartenders and hairstylists.
Okay, why?
That sounds so specific.
There's a lot of temptation there. Any guy that likes them can definitely come visit at work and throw down the line.
Now, I'm not saying you're a jealous person, but are you saying this because you maybe are insecure or because it actually happened to you?
No, it happens. It happens to everybody. Just like a truck driver. You know, their wives are always home alone. And
oh, yeah, the lot lizards. You got to watch out for them, too.
Lot lizards.
Yeah, lot lizards and buckle bunnies. It's a dangerous world out there.
I've never heard of that.
Google, you do it. Go ahead and search for, or maybe Urban Dictionary, lot lizard. I'm not sure.
Lot lizard.
I want to know what you think about that. Cameron, thank you for calling us. We'll go to Brandy. Brandy, what type of man should you never date?
Well, first, I just want to say how offended I am that Cameron said hairdressers, because that's what I am currently. But anyways,
I am currently
in a marriage where he doesn't understand that I want to do things for myself, or like career-wise, like I want to be driven and I want to. He thinks that I should spend all my time with him and not take time for myself to better myself. So don't date people who are not understanding and who don't respect that you want to better yourself.
Right. Don't respect your drive, or maybe don't share that same kind of drive. I totally get that.
All right, Brandy, thank you for calling in. She's like, excuse me, what'd you say? We'll wrap it up with Robin this morning. Robin, we're talking about types of men or women you should never date.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple of them. The first one would be a mama's boy.
Oh.
If your mama has spoiled you your whole life, they're going to expect you to spoil them and do their laundry for them, and they can't do anything for themselves.
Oh, my gosh. I totally get this. I dated a mama's boy one time, and whatever I did was never correct or never the right way to do it. It was always the way his mom did it that I should be doing it. Like,
exactly.
That way, I can't handle it.
No. I can't handle that either. Now they're going to expect you to do everything for them.
Now what's the other thing, Robin? What's the other type?
A man with no skills. Like, if he can't change a tire, then there is something wrong.
If he can't change a tire, what if he grew up in this city?
Well, still, I mean, come on. Like, know how to use a screwdriver or, like, change a light bulb or, you know, anything. Like, be a man. You know, like, there's certain things that a man should just know how to do.
Okay.
You know?
No, we totally get you. Hey, Robin, thank you for calling in. If you have anything else that you would add to this list of type of men or women you should never date, maybe from your experience, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and Mackenzie.